99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once a year we celebrate, we're stupid hats and plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun.
Yeah.
And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Yep.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
Yep.
Happy birthday,
Kelly.
Your life still isn't over.
Not yet.
Happy birthday.
You have not accomplished much.
Nope.
But you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
There you
Yay.
Go. Yay for you.
Wow. Happy. That is a huge accomplishment. Thank you for that wonderful song.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to start.
I know. Absolutely. So, yeah, hopefully you're getting some breakfast and everything, you know, a little bit, you know, something, maybe a mimosa or some breakfast or something.
I think that is happening. I saw some cards. I saw some whatchamacallits up there on the
of
island.
Of course, whatchamacallits.
Yes, absolutely.
Your favorite candy bar.
Because it's delicious.
Of course it is. All right. So, yeah, we've got that. Happy birthday to you, Kelly. And then we are going to be giving away presents on your birthday.
Oh, that's great.
In the form of money, $1,000 with the Pumpkin Kings cash. Also, tickets to Dude Perfect. So that is Friday night. And we'll be giving away tickets for that as well. So, you know, it's even though it's your birthday, we are celebrating by giving away presents. Kelly, what you got for us?
Educators, you are living your best lives this week. McDonald's showing their appreciation for you, giving you thank you meals in stores or at the drive-thru. Through this Friday, teachers, administrators, other school staff, you get a free breakfast from Mickey D's when you show your school ID card. And then they're also encouraging like customers to submit stories about teachers who changed their lives on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram with the hashtag thank you meal.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, and you get your choice of, you know, it comes with an entree, breakfast sandwich, hash browns, and a beverage. You can choose an egg McMuffin, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or sausage biscuit.
Dang, okay.
Yeah, or a medium McCafe hot or iced coffee or medium soft drink. And you can get up to one free breakfast meal per day.
Now, Kelly, they say educators. Do we qualify for that?
I don't think we do, despite all of the teaching
that we
do on this show.
We toss a lot of knowledge every single day.
One could argue we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good knowledge, but it's knowledge, and we don't have a school ID. I think that's really, that's the key in this particular promotion.
I'm going to challenge you on the fact that it's not good knowledge, because all knowledge is good knowledge, you know. What you choose to do with that knowledge is up to you, but
okay.
It's good knowledge.
Right. Yeah, we'll go ahead and slap a label of educators on us, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you hear that?
Probably not going to get the free breakfast.
Hear that, McDonald's?
No.
Educators. Right here. That's where we are.
There you go. So you can find out more. WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show. You know what? Tell them that Ben and Kelly sent you. Educated you about the promotion.
There you go. Dude Perfect. We got tickets. We also have a wheel. It's called the Wheel of Dares. However, we've transformed it to be named the what, Kelly?
Wheel of Dude.
I like that coming out of your mouth. That sounds fun.
Thank you.
Which makes me think, if there were guys on the wheel, other than Ryan Reynolds, I mean, who else would you put on the wheel?
Chris Pratt.
Just two?
And Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Fair and enough. Chris Pratt.
Fair enough. Jessica is on the phone. Now, Jessica, these Wheel of, these Dude Perfect tickets, for you, for your kids, who?
They would definitely be for my kiddos.
Okay, good deal. Jessica, Dude Perfect Friday. We've got tickets. You can spin the Wheel of Dude for tickets. Now, is there anything on the wheel that you would like it not to land on?
I could care less. If I get Dude Perfect tickets for my kiddo, I would do anything.
Oh,
I like it.
Bold statement there, Jessica. Bold statement. All right. So what's on the wheel? Again, sing a song with your mouth closed. Go outside and yell, Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing. Plead for tickets in a sweet Southern Belle accent. Sing karaoke. We got a guess to your favorite song. Act like as many barnyard animals as you can for 30 seconds. And plead for tickets as a Disney princess. All right, Jessica. If you would for me, say, Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel.
Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel.
All right.
She's excited.
Spinning, spinning, spinning. Wow, Kelly will be happy. Jessica, it says, go outside and yell, Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing.
Okay, I'm in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, and I'll be happy to do that.
All right, roll down the window and yell it.
Ben and Kelly, my deodorant seems to be failing.
What a problem to have. Oh, okay, Jessica, congratulations. You got yourself some tickets.
Woohoo! All right.
And now go get some deodorant.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, man, I wish that there was a camera on her. I need to know what all the Chick-fil-A workers' faces look like.
No,
what
other
people in the car's faces look like.
Would have been better is if they would have been like, how can we serve you today? My deodorant is failing! Would you like fries with that?
Would you like Chick-fil-A sauce?
Would you like Chick-fil-A sauce with that? All right, so there you go. More Dude Perfect tickets tomorrow on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Chance of cash on the way. About $1,000 of the Pumpkin King's $20,000 fortune. Chance for you to win. 7 o'clock. Dude Perfect tickets next hour. But before that, we take a trip to Florida.
Oh, I love going to Florida. It's lovely this time of year.
Yep. What's happened, Cap'n? I don't know what kind of tease that really does for you, but
yeah, it doesn't tell me anything other than maybe
involves Captain
Morgan's. Maybe.
Yeah, could involve maybe. Captain Morgan. Certainly could. Okay. So that is on the way in your Setting the Bar story. You should probably start thinking, if you haven't already, about what you're going to be wearing for Halloween this year. If you need ideas, you can always let Google pick it. There's a costume wizard tool with Google, which is kind of interesting. You can just put that into the search bar, costume wizard tool, and it'll pop up this tool that will spit out the costume based on Google Trends data for your area. But I will say,
did you try to do it?
The top trending Halloween costume for both adults and for babies is Squid Game.
Oh, wow. It's baby Squid Game.
Yeah, so it's either like the pink workers in the jumpsuits, or it's the green jumpsuits of the players. But Squid Game has captivated, and it has come along just in the nick of time for everyone to choose one of those costumes as their costume for Halloween.
That's amazing. Now, I got in there, and number one, it's saying witch. Number two is rabbit. Number three, dinosaur. Number four, Spider-Man.
For you?
Five is Cruella de Vil.
All right.
I don't know if I didn't do anything. I just opened it. And
oh, okay.
That's what it said.
All right. So witch for Kelly.
Maybe.
Yeah. I will say Squid Game, I don't know if you've dived into that Netflix show yet. Kind of that, it's a Hunger Games meets The Game meets, it's a drama. Have you watched any of it yet, Kelly?
No. I have not.
I'm in I've finished episode 3. And it takes quite a minute to get into that first episode. That first episode, there's a lot of setup to it. And you're like, man, get to it.
Reading the captions, or are you doing the English dub over?
So I tried to do the English dub over, and it was difficult for me to watch because...
Yes, that it looks like really bad acting.
Right.
Which I know is not the case, but it's like bad voice acting, which makes it look like it's distracting.
What's funny is, so I'm watching it with American or English subtitles in Korean, and there is now an uptick in people trying to learn Korean, which is kind of funny because of the popularity of this show.
Listen, I can't fully enjoy this show without just learning the language.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, I know that's what some people are saying, but yeah, this show is wild. If you haven't already dived into Squid Game on Netflix, man, like I said, I just got through episode 3 and oh gosh, I just wish I could talk to you about it.
Yeah, sorry. No. I got nothing.
Okay. And I don't want to spoil anything for anybody either who hasn't maybe watched it. So
I can talk Ted Lasso with you, but I can't talk.
I can't talk that last episode yet because I haven't even gotten into that. So,
oh, we'll see. I'm already there.
All right. So, yeah, I still have to watch that last episode, which is what? The season 2 finale, right?
Yes, which almost feels like they wrapped it up, like the entire series.
Okay.
I hope they didn't, but right. Maybe they did it that way just in case.
Yeah, just in case. They're like, if we don't come back, this is it. So,
yep.
All right, coming up next, we take a trip to Florida for your Setting the Bar story, okay?
Lovely this time of year.
Yeah. What's happened, Cap'n? It involves... the Captain Morgan, for sure.
So it's not Captain Crunch?
No.
That was my other guess.
Captain Crunch. That would be quite the combination, right? What's happened, Cap'n? It's not just a pickup line that I might have used in college.
No, you did not.
But it's also part of our Setting the Bar story. Which, Kelly, if you were to tell someone who's never heard of Setting the Bar story what it is, what would you say?
Well, the bar is a little hurdle that we set really low. And we're pretty confident you can jump over it successfully and then have a win for the day, no matter what else happens to you today.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes we even highlight the state of Florida because Florida, there are weird, random things that happen in that state from time to time. So to Florida we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without chugging some Captain Morgan, then starting a fire in the middle of the road, then you're doing okay.
Wow, in the middle of the road?
Yep.
That's an unusual spot for s'mores.
Maybe he was just hungry and had a hankering for some s'mores.
Absolutely.
And was just like,
they're
you know
delicious.
What? No place or time like the present.
This looks like a good spot.
Right. So 37-year-old dude got arrested after he started a fire in the middle of the road in front of his house. Cops got there. He was on his porch. He was also holding a sword.
Okay. Well, wanted to be a safe distance away from the flames.
Maybe.
Also
yeah.
Also sent a strongly worded message to his neighbors, apparently.
Right. So the cops were talking to him. He started chugging some Captain Morgan.
It's a really nice time to start doing that.
Yeah. So he's just like, you know what? I'm thirsty. These cops are going on and on about me wanting to make s'mores in the middle of my street.
I'm parched.
Only thing I have. I mean, the Florida heat kind of gets to me, right?
Yes. Something tells me he had been partaking in the Captain Morgans before the decision to set the fire in the road.
Yeah. And I don't know if when he got to jail... he then saw
Spoiler alert.
He then saw the sprinkler and was like, oh, that will help me put the fire out that's in front of my house. But maybe didn't realize that he wasn't in front of his house anymore and then intentionally broke the sprinkler at the jail, which then in turn flooded his holding cell. So,
oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is a domino effect of fun right there.
Domino effect of fun for our hero from Florida. Who?
Our hero.
So again, maybe you were thinking s'mores sounded great. Here's an example of how not to go about them.
Absolutely. You should probably have a proper fire pit in your backyard, you know, away from anything that could set
fire. Right. So again, yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without chugging some Captain Morgan, starting that fire in the middle of the road, and you know, brandishing a sword, then you're doing okay.
All good notes.
Yeah, that is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Chance for you to pick up $1,000 with the Pumpkin King's cash on the way in about 10 minutes. And then maybe the worst first date story you're going to hear all week. Nay, all month.
I love these because they make us all feel much better about what happened to us, right?
You will not believe the journey Elise went on.
And the way she tells it is brilliant.
Yeah, so we got that coming up for you just after 7. And by the way, if you've got your own story you just want to throw out there, you can. 502-571-9970. I think we can all relate on going on that first date, and especially in this day and age when a lot of us are... you know, doing online dating or, you know, using an app to, like Tinder or Bumble or whatever to find dates. You know?
Yeah, but then you actually have to go on the date in person.
Yeah, for sure. So this woman named Elise, she kind of shared her story on TikTok and like over 2 million views later and we're talking about it. But I'm telling you, so she, well, maybe I should just let her.
You should let her tell it. It's pretty brilliant the way she takes you through the entire ordeal.
This man messages me out of the blue and he goes, I like your face. Let's go get some food. He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together.
I mean, off the bat, I'm like, you know what? This guy's in. He does it.
I like your face. Let's go get food.
I know, for sure.
I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not.
So
first red flag, yep. We got that. And that's the thing, is like during the video, she'll like shoot a whole little line of red flags at different points in the story. That's one of them.
Yeah, so Elise is describing this worst first date ever.
He gets in, starts giving me turn-by-turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse. We end up at a Taco Bell. Which is fine.
This is fine.
It's fine because it's not an abandoned warehouse.
No, and it's not necessarily the restaurant maybe that she had in mind, but you know what? The Bell's not bad, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're at the drive-thru.
We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard-shell tacos, thank you.
Bold. Man, that is bold. Bold move.
Listen, they have a very affordable menu, but 100 tacos is going to set you back a little bit.
That is a way to be memorable on a date, for sure. Uh-huh. All right, Elise.
We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet?
Oh, he's patting himself down.
Oh, no.
He's like, yeah.
No, he did not.
I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I buy the 100 tacos, and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay.
She says, okay.
Okay, let's take the 100 tacos back to your house.
So we are recapping real quick. Elise, she gets messaged. She meets a guy for a first date. He takes her on a turn-by-turn directions.
In her car. Because he, lost his keys.
Right. To Taco Bell, orders 100 hard shell tacos.
And she has to pay.
Yes. All right. So there we are.
This is happening. I'm committed to this now. It's happening.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
I'm all in. I can't bail now.
So apparently he pours all 100 tacos out on his kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
Yells, let's feast.
Uh-huh.
His father walks in to eat a taco.
He lives with his dad. That's
right,
perfect.
Right. And then invites Elise to see his, quote, studio. So at this point, she's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take, because I've bought all these tacos.
Uh-huh. So she starts gathering them all up.
Right. The remaining 94 tacos.
It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over, or else I was going to be killed. 100%.
Oh, my gosh.
I am now just collecting the tacos because I paid for them.
Yeah.
I walk out with boxes of tacos in my purse. I look back and I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
Man, has anyone ever used that line? Thanks for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
No, but I think it's 1,000% warranted in this situation.
Oh my gosh.
Good for her. And you know what? She's probably eating tacos for a week and a half.
You know, that is a memorable first date experience.
In a follow-up video, she's like, yes, I did buy 100 tacos, and they cost about $150. So, it's pricey. Mm-hmm. Like, she donated lots of money to the Bell.
Yes. She paid $150 for that epic story, basically.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll tweet out the video, the entire video, so you can take a look at Elise recounting her worst first date ever at Ben and Kelly Show. We're just talking about worst first dates. And if I was a girl that I went out with, maybe I would have called. And it reminded me of this first date that I took this girl on in high school on 99.7 DJX. And I picked her up. I was a gentleman, right? Uh-huh. And we were going to go to a restaurant. And so
not Taco Bell?
No, but
this is a sit down situation.
But ironically, The climax of this story happened in front of a Taco Bell.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So Taco Bell, again, at the center of this story. But I picked her up, and I believe we hadn't even gotten to the restaurant yet. But I got into an accident driving to the restaurant. And it was one of those failure to yield on a left-hand turn. And I was, I turned in front of another car. And she screamed because, and thankfully, like, no one was hurt. But the other car hit my car on her side.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so I just remember after like getting everything like situated and figured out and the police ticketing me and all that stuff, I was like,
do you want to get something?
I was like, so are we done here? And then she was
still on a date.
I know. And she was like, you can just take me home. I was like, okay.
By the way, Suzanne texts, Ben wrecked a car that wasn't a station vehicle. Shocking.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You do have three of those in your wake.
Yeah, I do have quite the reputation for wrecking station vehicles.
It's an impressive history.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, when your sister's birthday is coming up, maybe even she shares a birthday with one Kelly K.
This is fine. I'm a little upset that I'm not getting a phone tap from her birthday.
Really? Are you?
I'm really upset I didn't get a call from Robert Hassenpfeffer.
I've only phone tapped you one time, and that was on your reception
rehearsal dinner. Yes, rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. You like gave me a heart attack thinking I was getting the complete wrong menu at my wedding.
That's great.
Couldn't find the groom's cake.
Nope. It was great. What a night. So anyways, yeah, Ashley is having a birthday coming up. So Robert Hassenpfeffer has to give her a call.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling with your opinion.
Thanks for calling with your opinion.
I don't think she's going to like his opinion.
Oh, it's coming up in your phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Amanda. Mm-hmm. My sister Ashley has a birthday coming up. It always comes at the beginning of the school year, and since she works in the office at a high school, she's usually too swamped to celebrate. Can you think of a phone tap to surprise her with? By the way, all the kids have A names, LOL.
That's great. All right, so Robert Hassenpfeffer has some suggestions because he lives close to the football field on maybe the PA announcer. So welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, high school. How can I help you?
Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, Robert Hassenpfeffer. I live just a couple blocks from the high school football field there.
Okay.
Well, you see, on football game nights, the PA is really loud, so I can hear it from my house.
Oh, okay. I see. I'm so sorry about that. I know the games can be a little disturbing for the people in the area.
No. That's fine. It's sort of a sign of fall when I can hear the marching band and I can hear the PA announcer at those high school games.
Yes, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Right. So, well, the guy that you have doing the announcing, I'm just not sure he's up to the task, if you know what I mean.
No, I guess I don't.
Well, he's fine, I guess, but when I hear him announce the players and give the score and do all that other stuff, I just think someone else might be able to do a better job.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling with your opinion, and maybe I can pass it on to our athletic director for you.
Well, here's what I would like to propose. I'd like to propose that I be your new stadium announcer for the high school games.
I think we have it covered. Thank you, though.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to tonight's game. First of all, let's meet the home team. Starting at quarterback for the Jaguars.
Wait a minute. Ted. Our team is not even called the Jaguars.
Well, that's not that big of a deal. I may make a mistake or two, but here, check this out. That's a first down. First down. First down. First down. What do you think? Pretty good, right?
I mean, it's fine, but look, I don't want to discourage you, but we really aren't looking for anyone to do this, and you sound like you don't have a lot of experience in the field anyway.
Not a lot of experience. Are you kidding? I've been announcing for 12 years.
Really? Where?
Right here, sitting on my sofa while I watch the games on TV.
Sir, I should I should really hang up here.
There he goes, folks. He's at the 30, at the 40, the 50, the 60, and down at the 67-yard line.
Okay, I don't even know football or follow football, but I know there's no such thing as a 60, 70-yard line.
Well, now you're just nitpicking. Well, here, I'm also proposing that you be the first high school kid in the country to change some of those inappropriate terms that were used in football all these years and replace them with some new ones.
Now I really don't know what you're talking about at all.
Oh, Ashley, there are terms in football. Let me teach you some things that are just not PC in these times. I mean, shotgun formation, too violent. My goodness, a Hail Mary pass? Nope. Too religious. What about the red zone? No, too communist there. Calling the bit ball a pigskin? Are you kidding me? Well, that's just offensive to pigs.
Sir, I'm really trying to be patient here, but I really have to go, and there's nothing I can do for you. I can maybe leave a message for the athletic director to give, if you give me your name.
Well, once again, Ashley, I said... It's Robert, Hoss and Pepper.
Actually, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX.
It's what?
Ashley, happy birthday. Your sister wanted us to welcome you to a new school by, having a little bit of fun with you on the radio.
Wait, Amanda called you? Are you kidding?
We are not kidding. It was all Amanda's idea. Dia. Blame Amanda, for any embarrassment that you experienced.
All right. Oh, you guys got me. Yeah, you guys got me good.
Man, the echo was on point. I really felt like I was in the stadium and could really picture Robert Hossenpepper on his couch doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I sold it for sure. That is your phone tap on 90-90-90-90-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7- just go outside and yell, Ben and Kelly, my nose hair needs to be trimmed, as it always does. Stand-up comedian for 30 seconds. Karaoke to your favorite song. Act like as many barnyard animals as you can for 30 seconds. Or plead for tickets as a Disney princess for 30 seconds.
All wonderful choices.
Oh!
But some a little bit more entertaining for us than others.
Sure. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty well. Okay, so we've got the Wheel of Dude for tickets to Dude Perfect Friday at the Yum Center. You excited?
Yes. I've got three boys that would love to go.
Okay. Well, Sarah, it's the Wheel of Dude, and so all you have to do is complete the dare that it lands on after we spin, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, Sarah, you sound excited. All right, so do me a favor and say, Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel.
Ben and Kelly, spin that wheel.
Here we go. Let the gun land on. Oh, well, this is fun. Sarah, we need for you to plead for tickets as a Disney princess.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So, do you know the princess that is going to inspire you this morning?
Maybe we'll do Ariel. Maybe she doesn't have a voice, and I don't have a voice.
All right, Sarah. We got 30 seconds on the clock. Ready and go.
Please, please, please. I need some tickets to be perfect. I've got three boys that would love it, as they are my little princes. And I really need those tickets. Please, 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 before I go back under the sea, I want to see what it's like to be a human and get those tickets. Please, 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 can you help me? I need those tickets so badly. I'd love to make my prince so happy today.
Okay, Sarah, okay. Oh, my gosh. That was an interesting rendition of Ariel's A Whole New World. I don't even know what you're doing.
Sure, let's go with that.
All right, well, Sarah, you got yourself some tickets to Dude Perfect. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm gonna have very happy voice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Obviously, our bar is very low.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, people are probably tuning in going, wait, is that Ariel?
Is that
on the radio?
Am I listening to Ariel right now? Wow. All right, so congratulations. Dude Perfect on 99.7 DJX. Of course, Super Bowl halftime show last year produced some great and fantastic memes. We can only assume with this year's halftime show, it will produce equally as good of memes. One of the performers, Snoop Dogg, is going to be in a Halloween baking show with Martha Stewart.
Of course, this is perfect. I mean, they're the besties we need, right?
They are the couple we didn't know we actually needed in our life.
They're baking besties.
The ghouls and freaks are on the prowl. I need sweets and treats to stop my stomach growl. I haven't thrown a Halloween party in a minute. I want this to be one for the history books. You understand me? You know, my Halloween queen will be throwing this party with me.
Welcome to our tasty manor. Ready to make my Halloween nightmares a reality?
Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. Are you up to it? Takes a lot to meet my expectations.
Boy, do I know.
Boy, do I know. Something about that couple. Like, how old is she? She's like in her 80s now, I want to say.
I think so. She's got to be getting up there.
But man, yeah.
She's older than me. That's all I know.
Yes. Even on your birthday today, she's older than you. So.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, look for that October 21st on Peacock. Coming up next, it is group therapy. And we're going to get a listener on the phone who is having trouble with something she found and discovered on her boyfriend's computer.
And then she's like, I don't even know if I can tell him I found it because it kind of incriminates me.
Yes.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let me toss the phone number out real quick. 502-571-9970. Would love to hear, especially if you can relate to our listener here with group therapy. Kelly, describe what group therapy is.
Well, this is a place that you can come and get advice on an issue you're struggling with that maybe you can't go to your family or friends with.
Yeah. Okay, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so thanks for allowing us to call you. Walk us through what you sent us, if you would.
Yeah, okay. So the other day I was using my boyfriend's computer, and there's this folder on the desktop. I've never seen it before. It's untitled. And I just automatically clicked it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, but it was, like, unconscious. And by the time it opened, I felt really bad. But then I saw these pictures of him and his ex. And they were, like, boudoir photos of her and pictures of them on vacation together. And, okay, so they broke up 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's not, like, a recent breakup. And they've never been there before. And she broke his heart and, like, it always seems like he has residual feelings because he talks about their breakup and how painful it was. So
still?
So yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And
okay.
Now this folder shows up?
Yeah, I was going to say. So you're on your boyfriend's computer. You see this folder on his desktop. You click on it. You open it. And there are these photos, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's videos, too.
Videos?
Yeah. Videos of them on vacation and bed together. And he's, like, looking at her in ways that he's never looked at me before. I don't know. I'm just freaking out. I don't even know if he can love me the way he obviously loved her, like he does in those photos and videos.
I mean, I feel like we all keep photos from like past relationships, right? So that,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's a red flag, right?
Yeah, but like watching videos, it just seems different. Like, you know, more intimate in the fact that the folder just appears out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I blowing this out of proportion?
Hmm.
Do I bring it up with him? Like, without shaming him or accusing him of not being over her. I don't want to seem like a crazy ex.
Right.
Or not a crazy ex, a crazy psycho digging through all his stuff. But, yeah. Like, I don't know what to do. Do I forget about it? Do I move forward? Do I confront him?
Yeah. That's weird. It is weird, and I am going to, like, agree with you that it is weird that he just has a folder of these pictures and videos on his computer, and it's unmarked. It's almost like he's hiding them in plain sight, which is weird.
Yeah. Right? And they've never been there before. Like, he uses his computer all the time, and then suddenly this folder's there.
Oh. It's almost like he found them on like an old memory card or something and then dropped them on the... Yeah, that's weird. Okay, so we got a bunch of people chiming in, texting. Yeah, hang out and hopefully we'll be able to steer you in a direction to make you feel more comfortable about what's happening.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem. And definitely keep us updated on what you find out there.
I get what she means, what she says about, you know, the videos mm-hmm. being a little bit more intimate. Yeah. I've got, I think, a handful of old pictures in a box buried somewhere
right
in the house.
But you're not like getting them out every week and looking at them.
Exactly, exactly. And Tanya's like, good Lord, I have pics of old boyfriend all around somewhere. I also have old papers I wrote for college, websites I bookmarked and never go to, recipes I typed and never cooked. Sometimes it's just clutter. I keep all pictures because one time I threw out an old boyfriend's photos. He died in a car wreck. Mm. I regretted not having those letters and pictures so much. Judge your relationship by the quality, not by a folder on a computer.
Mm. See, now Katie says the opposite. She's like, so you want to forget about a whole folder of an ex he has from 4 years ago? Absolutely yeah. not. You need to run. Boy. He seems like a Joe Jr. from Netflix's You. See the red flag. Man. All right. So
it looks. Dang. Yeah. People are kind of like on opposite ends of the spectrum on this on Facebook. Some of them are just like, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. But then others are like, huge red flag.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm like her. It's the videos that really bother me the most. And, you know, seeing him interact with his ex like that would bother me too.
How do we navigate this? And this is where we kind of need you to give us a way and a direction to go, because I don't have a box of or a folder of ex, you know, pictures of exes or anything like that. So I can't really relate. I know my wife has a box maybe similar to you of, you know, some old photos that may contain some, you know, ex-boyfriends or things like that. But yeah.
How would you feel though if you found a folder with a bunch of pictures and videos and stuff like that?
I'd probably delete it.
How would you feel?
I'd probably just delete it. All right. I don't know what happened to it. 502-571-9970. Man, caught with a folder of pictures and videos of your ex on the computer.
Well, and then she was caught kind of snooping a little bit. So now we need to try to figure out, okay, can she like admit that she clicked on this and what she found and ask him about it, which many people are just like, yeah, you just need to tell him what happened. Just like, listen, this folder didn't have a name. I clicked on it and found all this stuff.
And this is what I found. Hey, Jenna, so what's your thought?
Exes are kind of like that cake you ate last night. You don't want to see it. You want to know that it was there, but you don't want to see the evidence. So ask him politely why it's on his computer, and if he wants to give the pictures back to her, he can. They can meet somewhere and he can give them back to her, or he could politely put them somewhere and hide them in the back of the closet, because unless she wants to show his exes to him, I don't think he'd feel like seeing them.
All right, Jenna, appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Lauren, so what's your approach on this?
It seems a little sketchy, to be honest with you, but I mean, the part that really kind of got me about it was when she was like, you know, should I just forget about it? Honestly, I don't think it's something that she can just forget about. Like, it's always going to be in the back of her mind. Like, it'd be in the back of my mind for sure.
But you're seeing red flags here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel bad for her. I feel, like, really sad if I saw that too, you know?
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
I know. It's just, we just need a big bless your heart. Like,
no.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, hey, Lauren, maybe I can get her number and you guys can go out drinking some night.
Right.
Okay. All right. Hey, take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Jonathan. So what's your thought?
I actually have been the guy that has the folder on his computer.
Okay. So from a guy's perspective, what's happening here?
I don't know if he was not aware, because, I mean, if it's on his desktop, there's a lot of icons on there. Sometimes you just don't notice it. Sometimes, if I work in the IT industry, and depending if he's running a Mac computer, if he's restored his computer, that folder could have just been restored and he not know about it. But I do know, like I said, I was the guy that had the folder on his computer, and it was just pictures, like, from the relationship, nothing intimate or anything like that, and I got confronted, and I was like, 100%, I have no clue, didn't even know it was there, I had restored the computer, and I was like, here, delete, trash can, empty recycle bin.
All right, Jonathan, thank you, man.
That could very well be, because she had mentioned that kind of it just appeared. And she hadn't seen it before. Now, Kim is rolling in on Facebook going, I'm sure this will be the unpopular opinion, because everyone is so pro, he's got a problem. What a psycho. You should run, because that's always what 90% of this crap says. But it's a different day and age. I have a box
She's right, though. She's right.
Laying it down.
She's right. Almost always is, that person's got to go.
Yes. And she says, I've got a box of old love letters and pictures from high school. It wouldn't have been any different, in my opinion, to have found that. And I don't think he accidentally, without thinking, clicked it.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's your issue, not his. They had a relationship that eventually ended, but I'm sure it wasn't all bad. It's part of his past and who he is. He has a relationship with you at this point. So if you can't communicate openly and trust him, then you need to be done.
Or you do what Michael suggests and say, Photoshop your face on every single picture. And if he gets upset, leave.
That is a little psycho. But no, most people are just like, listen, just tell him, like, I clicked on this folder, didn't have a name, and this is what I found. So,
that's how you got to approach it.
Yeah. I mean, you just tell the truth. That's exactly what happened. You didn't know what it was.
And then you're going to figure out quickly if he's still, actively looking and pining over his ex.
Yes. His reaction to that will tell you a lot, I think.
Right. All right. Well, if you were listening and you're like, man, I couldn't get through, or I think they're wrong.
Communication. We're not wrong. You just got to talk to them about it.
Then you can always go over to the Facebook page and leave a comment there at Ben and Kelly Show. How about a feel good? Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Now, Kelly, you said this could be a feel good or a setting the bar story.
I would consider it a setting the bar, as in if you can make it through the day without being lost at sea for 29 days, you're doing okay.
Okay.
But that's what happened to these guys, LeVay and his friend Junior. They set off from Mono Island on September 3rd. They only had a small 60-horsepower motorboat and a sack of oranges for snacks.
Okay.
Now, they were going to go 200 kilometers south to this town, a trip they'd taken before, but rough skies messed up their navigational system. They ended up turning their engine off to conserve fuel to wait out the storm and got blown way off course for 29 days.
Man, that just goes to show you still how close we are to, how much we rely on our phones and everything.
Yes. And I mean, could you imagine? I mean, when you're out in the middle of the sea and you can't really see anything, there's no marker.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To tell you which direction to look.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So they ended up surviving off the oranges they packed, coconuts they fished from the sea, and rainwater from the boat.
Oh, wow.
And they were spotted by a fisherman October 2nd.
Dang. Okay.
And so this is what he says about it. I had no idea what was going on while I was out there. Didn't hear about COVID or anything else. I look forward to getting back home, but I guess it was a nice break from everything.
Yeah, just kind of a nice reset. Just say, all right, hey, what happened this past month? Right.
So we'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the whole thing. But man, that's a good attitude to have about it. But A, they survived.
Yes.
And B, he's like, oh, look at that. Nice little 29-day extended vacay.
There you go.
I think he probably would have enjoyed better food, or maybe, sleeping probably. Arrangements.
Yeah, coconuts and oranges.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And rainwater.
I mean, maybe he lost some weight, though, so,
Probably did. You look so skinny. Look at you.
See, there's probably another plus.
Yep, he had a great attitude about it.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
There you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. An interesting thing happened when, we started to open up our business, our building here again, and we have people, our office staff and all that stuff here in the building on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so I haven't had to really deal with talking with someone while I was using the restroom like I did today.
Okay.
And I live in a house full of women. I'm used to jockeying for space and having conversations either with the door shut or, my wife just opening the door and talking to me,
Uh-huh.
So I walk in and I see, as I'm walking to the restroom and I'm getting ready to walk in, there's someone who's walking towards me, and I'm like, man, this is going to all go down in the restroom, isn't it? Because it's a new employee. And so have you actually met
yeah. this employee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've met him, and I haven't had that many conversations with him. Mm-hmm. But so sure enough, you know, go in, and I go up to the urinal, FYI, just number one. And,
okay, that's great.
And so I beat him there because we only have one urinal. And so that was good. So he's like, hey, how are you doing? So I'm like, that's good. We're good. And that's where I thought it would end.
Uh-oh.
But then he just keeps talking.
Uh-oh.
Because I throw out the, hey, how you doing? Uh-oh. Not expecting him to answer. Like,
well, then, no, that's kind of an open-ended question. Like, it's not a yes or no answer. Yeah, you kind of opened yourself up for that.
No. So if he says, hey, how are you? And I say, I'm good, how are you? That's where it ends.
You want them to say, I'm good, too, and then have it be done.
I'm just saying.
Let's not speak anymore.
I'm just saying the unwritten rule is, I mean, that's where it ends.
Right.
He was like, oh. And then he just starts talking. And I'm just having to sit there, stand there, you know, using the restroom, like going, hurry up. While
you're
he's talking.
You're literally taking care of your business, and he's launching into whatever conundrum he's in.
Yes. And then he starts taking care of his business while he's still talking. And I'm like, we can stop now.
That is not good. So is he like struggling, like getting acclimated?
Well, so I am typically an active listener. So he's talking, and I'm like, uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Okay. And then, and so finally, it's just like, flush, and I'm out. So
you just walked out? Did you say, no, all right, well, see you later, man?
No, I didn't. No? I just left.
You just left?
I did.
And he's pouring his heart out to you while he's at the urinal.
Yes. Well, no, yeah. While I'm at the urinal, while I'm using the restroom. So, anyways,
you just leave.
Like I said, I haven't had to deal with these sort of experiences a lot in the past 2 years. So,
oh wow.
You know,
and
this,
he's probably just like, oh, all right. And he's left.
No, I mean, I don't know. What else do you do in this situation?
I got to get back to the show.
Yeah, I got to be. I got to be over here now.
Yeah, well, you have an excuse. I mean, you have limited little snippets
of
time.
Well, yeah, but
in this time period, so you had an exit.
I
got to get back to the show.
No, it's not even that. Who lingers in the restroom to continue a conversation? No one does.
Yeah, no, that's.
I mean, it's like when you're finished.
Mid-story, and you know, just leaving in the middle of it. Is so awkward.
I think he'll understand.
Will he? He launched into the story. Clearly, he's needing someone to hear whatever it is he needs to talk about. He needs guidance. And maybe he was thinking you were actually going to give him guidance on whatever it is he was telling you about.
Yeah, he's in the sales department and I'm in the programming department. So I don't have a whole lot of guidance that I can.
You've been around longer than he has.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic.
Kelly!
The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun.
Yep.
And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joy sound and sing that stupid song. Happy birthday,
Kelly.
Now you're 1 year older.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Your life still isn't over.
Nope.
Happy birthday. It's not accomplished much.
Nope.
But you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
That's right.
Yay!
All right. So happy birthday,
Where
by the way.
Where did you find that, by the way?
I don't even know.
What is that from?
The internet is a weird place, right?
That's fantastic.
So are you drinking yet? What are you eating? Did you have any breakfast or anything like that?
Yes, I was made cheesy scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
I had biscuits.
Oh.
I had grapes.
Oh.
I was given my favorite candy bars. Whatchamacallit. And I got some Kit Kats. And I got a gift card to go shopping. My favorite store.
Look at that. You got all that stuff before even the show was over.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
It was what a great day. I got hugs from the kids. The dogs have been hanging out with me. Actually, the dogs get the award for the best card. It's a musical card.
Uh-huh.
I've got it up on my story.
Oh.
At Kelly K Radio.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Okay.
It's like the best card ever.
All right.
Really entertaining.
Well, yeah, cool. Have a great birthday. Hopefully you can go out and shop today and do all that fun stuff.
I'm hoping. Yeah, it is a Tuesday. I'm going to have an early 4:30 dinner because we have cheer practice tonight.
Yeah, you
so
know what?
I guess at my age, that's when I have to start eating, right?
That's right. And you know what? You get the best specials then, too. So
right.
You get drink specials. You get all that fun stuff when you eat at 4:30.
Well, yeah, then I got to go to bed early. Yeah. So,
well, then there's that,
absolutely.
Too.
It's right. Tuesday birthday, but I'm blessed.
Yes.
Because, like I said, I didn't die this year.
That's
yay.
Right. Hashtag blessed. All right. So tomorrow we have our last opportunity to pick up some tickets for the Dude Perfect show, which is coming to the Yum Center on Friday. So win those tomorrow. It's also Missed Connections Day and, you know, a bunch of other stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, the dogs are just, they're very angry about something that's happening in the backyard.
Well,
so
you better tend to that, okay? All right, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.